from Quality Radio Productions. It's another edition of Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with music of the Czech composer Bohuslav Martinů, who lived from 1890 to 1959. We'll hear his Symphony No. 4, H305. This was one of six symphonies composed by Martinů. The piece was composed between April and June of 1945, the work begun in New York City and completed at Martinu's summer home on Cape Cod. The symphony is dedicated to his friends Helen and William Ziegler, and it was premiered in November of 1945 at the Academy of Music in Philadelphia, the performance given by the Philadelphia Orchestra, conducted by Eugene Ormandy. The symphony is in four movements: Poco moderato, Allegro vivo, moderato allegro vivo, Largo, and Poco allegro, respectively. This performance is given by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra of Liverpool, Walter Weller conducting.
Thank you. Thank you.
the Symphony No. 4 of Bohuslav Martinu, the work from 1945, performed here by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra of Liverpool, conducted by Walter Weller, from a 1980 EMI LP containing two Martinu compositions, the Symphony No. 4, as well as his Sinfonietta La Joya. This LP doesn't begin to even scratch the surface when it comes to Martinu's impressive body of work. He composed 6 symphonies, 15 operas, 14 ballets, and a large number of orchestral, chamber, vocal, and instrumental works. You are listening to Classics and Beyond from Quality Radio Productions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, the email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. And if you want more information about Classics and Beyond, including detailed show playlists, or if you want to stream this and previous episodes in the series at your leisure, then please visit our website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is Classics and Beyond, program number 1618. Well, the program is called Classics and Beyond because I like to venture outside of the world of quote-unquote traditional classical music and play music from groups and genres that are influenced by classical music, but not pure classical music by any stretch of the imagination, including progressive rock bands. And we'll wrap up the hour by listening to music of the English prog rock band Jade Warrior, a purely instrumental ensemble drawing on classical, rock, and jazz influences. We'll turn to their 5th album from 1975 and their 2nd album for the Island label, the album Waves, consisting of one composition divided into 2 parts. The composition is dedicated to the last whale, whale as in W-H-A-L-E. The music is designed to carry the listener through dawn-lit countryside full of birdsong, downriver to the ocean, and out to the great whales. Jade Warrior, comprised of Tony Duig, guitars, keyboards, and percussion, and John Field, guitar, flute, and percussion. Special guests for this album include Steve Winwood on piano and additional keyboards, Dave Duig, lead guitar, Maggie Thompson, alto recorder, and drummer Graham Morgan. We'll listen to Waves, Part 1. part one of the composition and album Waves. Music performed by Jade Warrior. At the core of that band, Tony Duig and John Field. The album Waves, released on Island Records in 1975. Some outstanding instrumental prog rock out of the UK, right up there with compositions from such greats as Anthony Phillips and Mike Oldfield. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Again, if you want to get in touch, it's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com and our website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This again is show number 1618. Please join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.